From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Can two struggling giants make one blockbuster device? That is the question today after Microsoft announced that it will buy Nokia's cell phone operation for $7.2 billion. Nokia, of course, used to be the world leader in cell phones before the iPhone changed the landscape. It is still a top seller of traditional cell phones, especially in emerging countries, but the company has been losing billions as it has tried to establish itself in the smartphone market. And Microsoft only has about 3% of the U.S. smartphone market with its Windows phone. So what does this acquisition mean for the companies and for consumers? Laura Seidel is digital culture correspondent for NPR. She's with us from San Francisco. Laura, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
And let's start with the big question here. Does this make Microsoft competitive in the U.S. smartphone market?
They hope, right? They sure hope so. I mean, it certainly will make it easier for the two companies to work together, which they've already been doing. But now they're under one roof. So the hope is that things will happen faster. They'll be able to be more nimble. But of course, the problem is they're now a bigger company. And so as a bigger company, you run into problems as well. There's more bureaucracy potentially. I don't see that it necessarily makes them more competitive. Perhaps people will hear about the deal and think, well, I'm used to Windows on my computer. I haven't really looked at their phone. And many people have said, reviewers have said, it's actually a good phone. People just don't think about it. So maybe now they'll hear about this deal. They'll think, maybe I'll look at that Windows phone.
Well, is Microsoft about to become more of a smartphone company now, the way that Apple has, than a software maker, which it, of course, traditionally has been?
You know, I think not necessarily. I think Apple's model of owning both the software and the hardware is one that people see won out. You know, years ago, it was Microsoft was making software for computers. They were not a hardware company. Apple always kept the two things together. And for a long time, that didn't look like the winning model. Now it appears to be. I mean, there's a lot of synergies, a lot of things you can do when you own both the hardware and the software. I don't think Microsoft is only going to suddenly become a smartphone maker. There are still a lot of other things Microsoft does. For example, its Xbox business, which
right.
is huge. And Microsoft will still make software for computers, which so far, while they're selling less, you know, are still not out of style. So I wouldn't say a phone maker yet.
Well, what about Nokia? What does this mean for them? And what really is Nokia without its smartphone business?
You know, they have a mapping business. They make infrastructure for communications devices. But yeah, it pretty much cuts the company in half. And I actually saw there were some tweets from employees, and there was a lot of sadness because for Finland, Nokia has been, you know, it put them on the map. It showed their talent. It's a home brand. Tweet I saw, which mentioned Elop, who is the CEO or have been the CEO who came from Microsoft, said, let Elop, that company, Elop hostile takeover of a company for a minimum price through CEO infiltration. So there's some anger.
And there are questions about whether Elop is now going to be the successor to Steve Ballmer. But in just the 30 seconds or so we have left, what does this mean for consumers? Anything, Laura?
You know, so far, I really don't see anything huge that it will be for consumers, other than my sense is they will probably push this brand. You're going to hear more about this brand. And maybe people will simply say, OK, let me look at this. But I really think for most of us, it doesn't mean much.
Laura Seidel, digital culture correspondent for NPR, joining us from San Francisco to talk about Microsoft's announcement that it is buying Nokia's cell phone business. Laura, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery and engineering in science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.